This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalms 56 through 58. I put my trust in you. What can man do to me? Let your glory be over all the earth. Your steadfast love is great and estranged from birth. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. To God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory, Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading appointed for the third Sunday after the Epiphany is written in the book of the prophet Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. In those days, all the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And all the ears of the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And as he opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. This is the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself.' What we have heard you did in Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well." And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you this day from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, before our very eyes, stands not merely the son of Joseph, but the son of God, the Christ anointed at his baptism by the Spirit for your salvation. He is, if you will, Jubilee incarnate, quite certainly the year of the Lord's favor present here and now, in time and space for his people in the flesh. Last week, we witnessed his first miracle, where he manifested his glory and his disciples believed in him. Today we hear his first words. At the beginning of his ministry, in a sermon so concise, that we might be tempted to overlook it or to seek something greater, maybe even venture back to Cana. Revel in the abundant wine and gloss over the word. For where is the glory in a 9-word sermon? Where is the revelation, the manifestation of the Christ in the hometown boy preaching a simple sentence? Yes, we might be tempted to move so quickly on through to the silencing of a demon or back to the wedding in search of a better epiphany. But, dear friends, lest we give in, today we listen, we open our ears, and keep in mind that important lesson of the third commandment. We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching in his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it. It was our Lord's custom to enter the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as it was the custom of the people during Ezra's time when the return exiles gathered to hear the Torah, as it is also ours, to gather regularly around the word. The scroll was given to Jesus, and he reads from the prophet Isaiah a wonderful messianic text. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, announces the Christ. And the people marveled at the words of grace that flowed from this Jubilee fulfillment, standing before their very eyes. But then look. Look how quickly they turn on their Messiah. Look how quickly they despise his preaching. Look how quickly they close their ears to his word. Look how quickly they abandon his first sermon in favor of another, in which our Lord simply but prophetically puts their own words in their mouths before they even utter them themselves. Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, "Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown for us." Luke tells us in this same chapter that Jesus' fame was spreading. The people are well aware of the great works Jesus has done in the presence of others for them. Our Lord knows their true desire to move quickly past such seemingly mundane preaching to what looks miraculous in the eyes of men. But as we see them chase the Christ out of town, let us give pause this day and ask ourselves, are we ever tempted to such hardness of heart? Do we define the Lord's favor for ourselves, or let him declare and give it as he sees fit? If Jesus did it for others, why doesn't he do it for me? If he loves and honors marriage, why haven't I found my spouse that I earnestly desire? If he made water into wine at a wedding, where is his blessing for my marriage and family? Why doesn't he stop the strife, the arguments, and the disagreements? If he healed my friend's grandfather of his cancer, then why is my own dad lying on his deathbed? If he cast out the demons of unbelief from so many, then why do my own children remain so far away from the church they once knew? Where is the Lord's favor? Where is my jubilee? Well, dear Christians, it's still in Jesus, as you well know. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, not necessarily in your eyes, but always in your ears, which Luther called the organs of a Christian. So as Jesus preaches, hear his word, hold it sacred, gladly hear it and learn it. Never close your ears, lest the preacher and his word pass through your midst, but faithfully expect Christ's blessing and receive it as he sees fit to give the best things for his people according to his will, while we boldly and confidently pray. pray. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. The very Spirit who gathered you at the font as Christ claims you as his own in those waters, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He proclaims liberty to you, once captive by sin, death, and devil, as he himself absolves you in his stead and by his command. As we are troubled by family and friends who are not in our midst, we trust that God's word may remain with them, to work repentance and faith as we pray for them and encourage them. And while we don't always yet see the healing he brings, we hear it, as the resurrection and the life preserves us in body and soul to life everlasting. For right here, dear friends, in this place, so far away in time and space from a Nazareth synagogue, we behold a true miracle that we call a mystery, a sacrament, accomplished by the word of Christ and given into your mouths. Our Lord escaped the mob after his first sermon, but he would later open not his mouth as they nailed him to the cross. The preacher remaining silent, sacrificing himself in your place while hearing the soldiers and thieves' mocking demand to save yourself. But in his church, our Lord will not ever remain silent as he gives you even better wine than Cana, his own blood for the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Rejoice in this miracle, wine and word together. For here is your jubilee in the Christ who saves and who is with you each and every day. So, dear Christians, lift up your hearts, bend your knees, open your ears, and hear that gracious weddingtation again of the Lord's favor extended to his baptized bride. Come eat, come drink, my body and blood given for you. In the name of Jesus.
In our prayers, we continue to pray for Keel, the brother of Christopher Barnikoff, as his slow recovery from heart surgery continues. Rejoicing in our Epiphany, Lord, the light that never fades, let us pray for the church, the world, and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, even as you made the good confession before Pilate, sustain and comfort those who are persecuted for the faith, that they may continue to make a bold confession even in the face of death. Unite our witness to theirs so that the good news of salvation may reach the darkest corners of this world. Lord, in your mercy. Break down every wall that separates us from our fellow man and remove from us all forms of prejudice, even as we have been reconciled to you by the blood of your beloved Son. So lead us to be at peace with one another, rejoicing in the diversity of gifts that you have given us. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Provide for the hungry, the homeless, the unemployed, and others who now lack basic needs. Move your people to show their thanks for what you have given them by sharing with those who enjoy less of your bounty. Lord, in your mercy. Bless our land with devout families, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, and everything you use to provide for the support and needs of our bodies. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant protection and healing to Kiel and all who suffer from disease, injury, and the weaknesses of age. Direct them to Jesus so that they may find solace and comfort, and according to your good pleasure, a full restoration to health. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it all. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.